This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
That was a massive tune on the Fun Kids Breakfast Show. It's Sean here. We've got a special guest in the studio. Deya is in the house. How's it going?
What's up? I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How are you finding London?
I love it. I love it here. Yeah, I was here a couple years ago because I had family that lived here, but I missed it. I mean, I haven't been here in a while, so I missed it. I like it.
Other than like doing all of the media and all that fun stuff, like, mm-hmm. Have you had any chance to like sort of chill and see things?
So we got in yesterday and we went to a musical. We went to the Carol King musical, which
nice.
Was good. Yeah, it was fun.
Lovely time.
Yeah, it was really great. And then we have a couple more days here, so we'll have to find something fun to do.
So, like, it's sort of like last winter that your stuff started to, like, go a bit mad.
Yeah.
Like, because it was, like, the single Hideaway. And that started, like, getting quite a lot of airplay over on the radio in America. But it was sort of a bit different because you didn't have, like, a record label or, like, a gazillion million YouTube followers.
No. I had 200 followers on Instagram and Twitter. And some of the radio stations actually used that against me. They were like, my daughter has more followers than you, so we're not going to play your song.
Like, that is so insane,
like,
isn't
on.
It?
It took a while to start up, but then last winter I think it really got going. We actually released it the spring before that, so it definitely took a while, but I had just had to meet a lot of radio stations, and radio was really what drove it all because, you know, like I said, I didn't have followers, I didn't have a fan base or anything like that.
See, that's the lesson to take away from this. You don't need, like, millions of Twitter followers,
yeah,
or you don't need to, like, build up all that stuff.
It was very organic, very authentic. We just wanted to keep it real, and I
think you, like, believe in your own stuff, and, like...
It was a lot of hard work, yeah.
Exactly, and then it can still happen. So what sort of, like, has there been, like, any major differences now? Because obviously, like, I'm guessing just normal girl back then, and now skydiving in Hawaii.
I mean, my whole life has changed. Like, no aspect of it is really the same as it was 2 years ago, but all my friends are, like, at college right now and doing normal things, and I'm halfway across the world just... And, you know, getting no sleep and just whatever.
So what's like the craziest thing that's happened off the back of it?
Oh my God, there's been so many crazy things. Spending my birthday in Tokyo was pretty cool. But performance-wise, like, let's see. I went to the White House last spring,
that
which was awesome.
Insane.
Yeah. I got to meet the Obamas, which was wild.
Was it like the Easter egg roll?
Thing? Yeah.
What is an Easter egg roll?
Yeah, it's just like they get all these families on the White. I'm pretty sure Beyonce was there, but I didn't even know about that until after my friend texted me. And they were like, "You saw Beyonce, right?" And I was like, "No, why didn't anyone tell me?"
So she was there, and you didn't get a chance to hang out.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it was just, it's like a family-friendly event, so just a bunch of, like, families come through the White House lawn, and there's, like, 15,000 to 20,000 people there. There's a lot of people. It's just, like, games and fun activities and stuff.
That is. I mean, there's probably going to be plenty of Beyonce hangout time in the future.
Hopefully.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Sit Still, Look Pretty, that is the new song.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So that song is really special to me, and it's really just about, you know, being a girl, being confident in your abilities, and not letting anyone put you in a box or put you in a mold based on your gender, and knowing that you really can't do anything that guys can. So I just want to encourage young girls. You know, I was taught that at a young age, and I want young girls to be taught that too, and to know that they really can't accomplish anything.
Excellent stuff. See, important lessons to be hearing about whilst you're eating your breakfast. Deya, it's been lovely to chat to you.
Yeah, it was great to talk to you.
It's been excellent. All the best for the future. And would you like to introduce your song for us on Fun Kids?
I would love to. What's up, guys? This is Deya, and this is my song, Sit Still, Look Pretty, on Fun Kids.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.